GOP Rep. Jackson, Perfect Scenario for Kamala Harris to Become President. By Jeff Poor on February 12, 2024. Monday, during an appearance on FBN's Mornings with Maria, Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, argued President Joe Biden's reported mental deterioration put the country at risk. The former White House physician, now a Texas Republican lawmaker, also suggested Biden's health set the stage for Vice President Kamala Harris to assume the presidency. "Now, I saw your tweet. You said it is time to brush off the 25th Amendment and use it here because President Biden is declining mentally," host Maria Bartiromo said. "Talk to us about that. What would you like to see happen?" "Well, I think that is a real possibility here right now, Maria, because look, I mean, I have talked on your show before," Jackson replied. "I've been saying for well over 3 years before he was president when he was candidate Joe Biden that this man has got issues. He's not cognitively fit to be our president, you know. And I have been around him for 8 years in the White House and around the Oval Office, so I've seen a dramatic change. And if you go back and look at the time when he was vice president compared to now, it's amazing at how much he's deteriorated. So I think that, you know, we all see this now. The American people have started to see it more and more over the last 3 years. Now, the HER report came out and documents some of the same stuff that I've been saying that the American people are seeing now." He continued, "He gets on TV, he tries to refute it. He just reinforces that he's got some serious cognitive issues that's inspiring confidence in our, you know, our adversaries. Our allies don't want to do stuff with us because they don't trust us and they don't know who is in charge. And so I think that this is the perfect scenario in which case the vice president and the majority of the president's cabinet will get together and notify the speaker pro tempore and the speaker of the house, the senate pro tempore and the speaker of the house that the president is not fit to continue with his duties as president of the United States. In which case, unfortunately, I would be saddened about it, but the vice president would immediately become president. And the 25th Amendment, if you look at section 4, is written for a situation exactly like what we're seeing right now," Jackson added. "I mean, that is exactly what it was written for. So why that, you know, this has gone this way. I honestly didn't think he would make it this far. I think also, Maria, that this is happening. I think that the Democrat Party is letting this happen right now. I think that there should have been a period of time a long time ago where Joe Biden and some of those others that are in the West Wing surrounding him had gone to him and talked to him about this and got him to voluntarily just resign. But that has not happened, and so now, I think we are in this position where everybody, including Democrats and people on the left, are looking at him and are saying this man cannot continue to serve as our president." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.